Now that almond harvest is over, there's a lot of work still being done in those orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report. Alan Sano operates Alan Sano Farms in the Merced area, and he's working on getting some amendments and nutrients into the ground.
Yeah, well, the pruning's done. We put some gypsum in for the soil, avoid the cracking of the soil. Put some potash also.
And the winter rains, if they come, will help get that into the soil. And he's hoping he'll get some cooler weather to get those trees in the dormancy.
Yeah, that's the thing. If we get dormant, that's another issue. Finally cool down a little.
And Sano says he's planning on putting down some pre-emergent herbicides.
I was going to spray last week, but I figured, well, it didn't look like it was going to rain very much. It didn't get very much moisture, so I'm just going to wait till another system comes in. But it looks, about 2 weeks, it looks dry.
And he needs that moisture to activate those pre-emergent herbicides. And he's going to soon start with some mummy nut sanitation to prevent navel orange worm infestations next year.
Last year, my friend came out with an idea because, you know, what he did was he had extensions made for a shaker to put duals on the back.
He's talking about extending the axles on the shakers to put floaters on there so it gets across the wet ground easier.
Because over here, they don't do, most of it's just minimum tillage. Just mow the grass and level it out, and they don't do hardly any disking. When it rains on these mummy nuts, we have to get a little bit of moisture, get some weight, and it dries out, and so it shakes off easily.
For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.